What's up? How's it going? My name is Case Malo, and you're listening to the Stay Sexy Podcast, a podcast that is designed to help you have a better mindset and to stay sexy for the rest of your life. And in this episode of the podcast, I'll be talking about how procrastination is the enemy. Why do we procrastinate and strategies to mitigate procrastination as a whole? But first, let's catch you up to speed on what I've been up to. Now, it's been no secret, it's been a while since I've posted an episode. I know in the last one I said, well, we're going to go on a two-week interval rotation. I apologize, that just never really happened. I got busy. Life got busy. During the summer, I work a full-time job trying to get my money up for the upcoming semester for college. And when I was in school, you know, I'm just trying to get on top of my grades and, you know, the fraternity stuff. And it's just, you know, these are all excuses, right? But it's been a while, and I apologize, and hopefully we're going to get back into it. This is episode one of the 2024 year, and hopefully there's many more to come. We got some awesome episodes lined up, awesome different discussion topics with amazing guests, so stay tuned for that. But bear with me, because these next couple episodes might be a little off. They might be a little rusty. We're going to slowly get back into where we once were. So these next couple episodes might be a little bit shorter, but they're going to be powerful as far as information goes. Now, like I said, with school, I got busy with school recently. If you guys didn't know, I'm in a fraternity called Phi Delta Theta, and I recently got elected as their vice president, which is awesome. I mean, this gives me all kinds of leadership roles, different experiences. It's just amazing. And I guess, like, actually, this summer, we go to this event called Clayburg, and it's a leadership convention. And like, I'm just going to use all this knowledge. I'm going to be a big sponge, soak it all up, and be able to apply this to many different aspects in my life. So yeah, recently became vice president, which is awesome. I deal with all the internal affairs as far as the house goes. And, you know, if you guys didn't know, there's a lot of business. There's a lot of things as far as keeping a house up and running and up to its full potential. There's a lot of business when it comes with that. And it's kind of fascinating. Maybe I'm just a nerd, but you know, I couldn't be happier with my position, and I can't wait to see where this thing goes. Now on to the less fortunate news, the not so fun news. BPN recently went a different direction as far as their team goes, their ambassador team, and they no longer have an ambassador team, which means I no longer, A, get sent product from them, but I'm also, more importantly, no longer on a team of like-minded individuals. And it sucks, because I mean, I've been following this company ever since I was 15 years old. Like, the moment I said, all right, we're gonna do this whole fitness thing, they've been there since day one with Nick Baer. And I mean, it's kind of bummer. I'm not gonna lie, it stinks. But for every door that closes, there's always multiple doors that opens, right? And when you're down, there's only one way but up. So I'm excited to see what's in store for me in the future as far as working with different companies. I've emailed multiple different companies, so we're going to see which ones pick me up and hopefully be able to make some more content with you guys. And that's another thing. I've been wanting to make so much content for you guys. I just haven't gotten around to it. And I guess that's another example of procrastination. It sucks, but hopefully this year, and I know this year, we're actually going to be a lot better when it comes to making things. As far as Instagram posts, as far as podcasting goes, I want to be able to be on that two-week schedule, but maybe even as far as when school is, that 1 month, maybe an episode a month, slowly get back into it. But like I said, there's going to be awesome episodes, so stay tuned for that. Also, this year, we're on a prep series. We're also prepping for another show. This year, we're going to do Classic Physique and maybe Men's Physique, but we'll see. But right now, we're kind of training for Classic, and there's a lot of posing that goes with that. And we're kind of on like a pre-prep stage. So I'm still trying to pick out that show, still trying to pick a date. So we're trying to get the metabolism ready. And then once I pick that show and date, then we'll go in a full prep mode, you know, eat less, all that fun stuff. So stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for that. But like I said earlier, sadly, I procrastinated, man, making episodes. And let's talk about procrastination. You know, procrastination is the silent dream killer. But fear not, because today we're on a mission to kick procrastination to the curb and unleash the motivated, focused, and unstoppable version of yourself. To kick things off, let's talk about why we procrastinate and what is it. Why do we delay our dreams and goals and aspirations when we know that these are the very keys to our success? It's time to explore the mental barriers and self-imposed limitations that hold us back. You know, like I said, I procrastinated making episodes, and ironically enough, this very episode is the result of me beating procrastination. And then later on in this podcast, we'll be talking about different tips and tricks to beat procrastination and different things I've personally used to get this episode out for you guys. Let's talk about procrastination. What is it? And I'll give you some examples as far as not only the episode thing, but school. Some personal examples you guys are probably facing yourself. School or a job, you got a task like either A, study for a big exam, or B, write a paper, or C, you got this quota that you gotta meet for your work. You have a deadline and you keep procrastinating. I know personally, me, it was really bad for just writing papers. I don't know if it was because of 2020 and COVID and how that, what that did to like my brain as far as like learning, or if it's just I've developed this whole new like field of laziness when it comes to like just AI and letting AI do everything. And recently I've been trying to like avoid using AI, but it's kind of like a work in progress, if you will. But I know last year, last semester, I'd have these papers that come up and I knew about them for at least 3 weeks. I wouldn't start on them until that last week. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm screwing up. I barely got anything on this paper. And next thing you know, I'm paying 50, 60 bucks for a ghostwriter to get a paper done like that. I'm not proud of it, but hey, at the end of the day, it's whatever it takes to get an A. But why do we procrastinate? You know, we know this homework or task needs to be done at a certain time. Why do we still push it off at the very last minute? And to be clear, pushing something off isn't always procrastination. Responsible time management is something that we all gotta work on, and it plays a big part as far as differentiating between procrastination or just putting it off because it's not important. Now let's look at the definition of procrastination. When we avoid a task we said we would do for no good reason, despite expecting our behavior to bring negative consequences. So when you're not doing that test or studying for that test, you know, in turn, you're gonna have a bad grade and you're kind of just winging it. Same thing with that paper. If you do something last minute, you're gonna get last minute results. The same thing with half-assery. If you do something half-assed, you're gonna get half-assed results. You can apply this to the gym, you can apply this with literally anything in life. Now, believe it or not, but when we procrastinate, it is a result of our bodies wanting to protect us, specifically avoiding a task we deem as threatening. For example, when you finally realize the deadline has come for that report or homework that I've talked about earlier, your brain responds to it like any incoming threat. Your amygdala, a set of neurons involved in the emotional processing, starts to fire and release hormones, including adrenaline, that kick off a fear response. And when this happens, stress-induced panic can overpower other parts of the brain, like your prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for helping long-term thinking and regulating your emotions. This sends you to a fight-or-flight response. And it is in this response that you decide to handle the stress by avoiding it altogether in favor of something less stressful, like A, listening to this podcast when you probably should be studying for that exam tomorrow. Don't worry, you're gonna do good. We're almost done here. Or B, you know, you're on YouTube. I find myself, when I'm trying to watch a lecture video, I'm on my phone either scrolling through TikTok or I'm doing stuff. There's so much distractions and it sucks. It makes just doing homework a hell of a lot harder, at least for me. You know, there's been studies found that kids, due to all this dopamine hits and rushes and stuff with like social media, that they're stuck at a reading level for fourth graders when they're in middle school. I mean, it just is mind-boggling, and I don't want the same mental habits, the same thing to happen to you guys. So here are some tips and tricks and how to overcome procrastination. How do we accomplish our goals without making up excuses for later? There's nothing to it but to do it. Picture your end goal, the dream job, the fit, healthy body, the book you've always wanted to write. Use that vision as fuel to ignite your passion and overcome the inertia of procrastination. You know, no motivational podcast is complete without actionable tools. So let's explore practical strategies to kickstart your journey towards productivity and success. From creating a powerful to-do list to breaking down tasks into bite-sized chunks, we'll explore techniques that transform procrastination into momentum, a snowball effect, if you will. Now, tip number one, you gotta eat the frog. Mark Twain said it best, if it is your job to eat a frog, it is best to do it first thing in the morning. And if it is your job to eat two frogs, it is best to eat the biggest one first. Now, if you keep pushing off the hardest thing, aka the frog, that's all you'll think about for the rest of the day. And if you push off tomorrow, the next thing you know, you'll have two frogs and so on to eat. For an example, let's just say you have to study for a test. If you can dedicate 30 minutes of your time for one day, that's good. But now let's just say you push it off till tomorrow. Now you got an hour of dedicated time for studying. And are you gonna do that? Probably not. You're gonna procrastinate and push it off until it builds and builds and builds. And next thing you know, it's the deadline. So it is in your best interest to just eat the frog. Do the hardest task first, early in the morning, so that you have the rest of the day to do your thing. Now, tip number two, it's a pretty self-explanatory tip. It's called the 3-2-1 rule. This rule is pretty self-explanatory, like I said. You count 3-2-1, and you go do that task you've been procrastinating on, like that homework. You're probably on the couch watching YouTube or playing video games, and you're like, damn, I really gotta get on this thing. Count 3-2-1, get up, and go do it. The reason why this works is because doing the task is hard. We all know that, that's why we're putting it off. But counting isn't. And by counting, it kind of gives you momentum into that task and makes it a little bit more easier. It also, cognitively, bridges that gap of disconnect in your brain. You kind of trick it in a way. Another tip that can be used to trick the mind is Do Something Principle by Mark Manson. You may know him from his book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. The principle goes as follows. So most people think in order to take action on something, you need motivation. And motivation comes from emotional inspiration. First, when inspired to take action, we have a strong reason to do it. And that generates the motivation we need to take action on a thing. But action isn't the effect of motivation. It is also the cause of it. Inspiration and motivation and action is not a linear process, meaning it doesn't always necessarily go in that order. It actually can start anywhere out of the three and make the loop. Since motivation and inspiration seem to be hard to come by, it's way efficient to start action. You might be thinking, but if it was that easy to take action without motivation, I wouldn't be procrastinating right now. So how do I go about that? Well, that's not entirely true. Like for instance, habitual tasks that we do with seemingly no effort, like making your bed, brushing your teeth, taking a shower, lets this action serve as an inspirational and motivational fuel to further action like lifting weights or that homework that you need to get done. It's kind of like a successful snowball effect, if you will. You know, they say that if you make your bed early in the morning or if you go through the suck early in the morning, it sets the precedent for the rest of the day. You're gonna be more willing to do harder tasks because nothing is as hard as what you started out in the morning. Now, if you keep pushing that snooze button and snooze and snooze and snooze, the smallest thing might look like the hugest thing. It's almost going back to the eating the frog mentality. Now, number four is to purge your physical surroundings. Ask yourself, does your surroundings prompt productivity? If not, remove all the clutter on your desk or on your phone. Right now, recording this podcast, I have my phone on Do Not Disturb. I got my computer on Do Not Disturb. I have one tab open, and I'm in an empty room with just me. Now, I tried doing this in my room in the fraternity, and I got brothers, you know, running around the hallway. I got, you know, my phone that has so quick access to different dopamine hits. Like I said earlier, dopamine hits are everywhere, and I got to get this task done. So you got to look around. Look around. Where are you doing your homework? Where are you doing this task? Many people go to the coffee shop. I recommend going there, all right? It makes things a lot easier. The next tip is the 60-second stare rule. This one works more for papers or homework, but according to Angie Huberman, a Stanford neuroscientist and podcast host of the Huberman Podcast, he states, if you stare at a task that you've been delaying and you stare at one word out of that paper or assignment for 60 seconds and do not break eye contact, And I recommend breathing deeply while doing this. After it's done, your focus recollects itself. And this is a really good example of how closely linked our psychology and physiology are. And lastly, tip number 6 is to confront your distractions before working on them. And this is kind of like a direct contradiction to everything I just talked about today, but hear me out. Only use this one if the last 5 tips that I mentioned earlier don't work for you, almost like a last resort. Most of the time, when we get distracted, it's because of our phone. Like I said earlier, when I'm watching a lecture on my computer, my phone might chime and there's a notification, I click on it, and I go back and forth. I look at the notification, I go back to the lecture, go back to the notification. It's a teeter-totter effect, right? And this doesn't help me retain information. In fact, this makes procrastination hell of a lot easier. For this method to work, I recommend setting a timer. Set a timer for 15 to 20 minutes and go berserk, go bananas, look at everything you want to. Go on Instagram for that 15 to 20 minutes. Go on all the social media accounts. And once that 15-minute timer hits, you will return to your task and not be so distracted. And with all these tips, it will take time. Try them out one at a time, and don't worry, you got this. It's amazing how even the smallest changes can and or have boosted my productivity. And there you have it. Another episode of the Stay Sexy Podcast. Join me in the next episode as we continue our journey towards a motivated, purpose-driven life. Until next time, stay inspired, stay focused, and keep moving forward. And don't forget to stay sexy.